Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is Frosted Tips with me, your host, Lance Bass, and Turkey Turchin, my lovely co-host and also husband.
Hello there.
How are you today, Turkey?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah? You having a good day?
A great day.
That's good. It's a great day to have a great day.
It is.
Yeah. You know, everyone listening right now, when you wake up in the morning, you always tell yourself in that mirror, it is a great day to have a great day.
And then you have a great day.
And you have a great day. You know, there must be some little probably downs during the day, but it's still going to be a great day at the end of the day.
That's right. You remember that.
Or at least you just tell yourself.
You just remember that. You stub your toe next.
I feel like there was something that I wanted to tell everyone. There was something I was like, I want to talk about this.
You're cutting bangs.
I'm getting bangs.
Can you believe?
I know.
Can you believe?
44 years.
And finally getting bangs. No, it's going to be a life changer.
No, I had bangs as a kid, remember?
You did.
I had the total bowl cut.
You did have a bowl
I
cut.
I had the quintessential 70s bowl cut, which I had in the 80s because, you know, down where I'm from, we're like 10 days.
You're 10 years behind. You're a decade behind the times.
Yeah. So pictures of me when I'm 6 years old looks like it's 1973.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
TMZ just posted a
picture of you like smiling.
By the way, if you see any of my family photos at Easter or, you know, where we're like dressed up in our church attire, it looks like a horror movie.
It's because
it looks
horrific.
A little too innocent.
Yes. Your mom came straight from the set of Little House on the Prairie.
We were very Little House on the Prairie. But just, you're like, there's no way this family is not a demon possession going on there. Especially that little kid with a bowl cut.
It's like Children on the Stairs, that movie. You actually go into your house.
I always say Children of the Corn.
Or that too.
Yeah.
Oh, you and your sister were definitely corn
Total
children.
Children of the Corn with our like towhead white hair.
Oh yeah.
It was scary.
Yeah, you died. It's definitely probably
so of course,
like.
TMZ posts one of those Easter pigs and it's scary to me.
But it's really cute.
It is cute.
In the most horrific way.
And in the worst way possible. But somehow it ends up being cute. Well, that's not what I wanted to talk about, but that'll just have to
That's a good conversation.
Because we have to get to our guest today.
Actually, we do have something we can talk
about.
Wait, what? We can talk about how we went to the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh!
And the Kelly Clarkson concert.
My God.
How
did I bury that?
Durr.
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, we had an epic one.
We did.
Okay, so we start off with the T-Swift show on Friday night Air's at SoFi Stadium. We went with friends. We did the whole thing. We made friendship bracelets. We made tons of friends.
We dressed in our era's outfits.
Yeah, what era were you?
I was a lover.
Yes, you were a lover.
And you were Speak Now.
I was Speak Now.
Also Lavender Haze.
But Lavender Haze. I was full on Lavender. And I think if there was a competition for best dressed, I would have gotten the boy best dressed. Just saying. Oh,
well, he's a confident man.
No, I was just told that several times. So I'm just repeating what other people are saying. Many people are saying.
Well, it's a good thing people. I picked that outfit out for you,
You
babe.
Did. It was your jacket.
And it's our jacket.
Our jacket. Very good. See, that's what
it was just says. My styling.
You do style me well.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
I think I style you well, too, though. Okay. We're both great stylists for each other.
He tried to give me the compliment, give it to himself as if we're equal stylists. I'm sorry. I'm never going to give that to you, Lance. I'm never going to give that to you. You like to think you're the stylist of the relationship, but you are not.
I am a good stylist.
You're not.
You might
stylist.
Be a better one.
No.
You might be a better, but I'm a good stylist. I pick out a lot of shoes. You're like, oh, I'm like, and I'm always very honest. I'm like, nope, those shoes do not go with that. You got to do this. This clashes.
Yeah, picking a pair
like,
of shoes.
I'm very good at finalizing an outfit.
Finalizing.
I do fine touches on everything just to make it perfect and pop. So anyway, I digress. Taylor Swift was awesome.
We're in a fight, guys. Let's move on. Kelly Clarkson.
The thing I love about Taylor's concert was that it is everyone there is just so happy.
Yeah.
I've never been to a concert where everyone was just smiling and having the best time. And I'm talking about to the concession stand people, to the security. Everyone was just so happy. They're like, welcome to SoFi. Naming their favorite T-Swift song.
I mean, true.
All the security and concession stand people were collecting bracelets, too.
Yeah.
So it was just a fun moment. Like, it really was. Everyone's in a good mood. She put on a spectacular show.
You know,
every song is a major hit.
Girl's got some hits.
She got some hits. She got some hits.
Apparently the world did.
Yeah. So it was really fun.
And then the next day, we flew to Vegas.
Yeah. Next day, go to a friend's birthday in Vegas. We go to
Kelly Clarkson the next night.
We were supposed to go to Katy Perry the night of T-Swift. So if we would have gotten that all in, we would have gotten three pop princesses in a whole weekend. I don't think we could handle it.
I would have just died.
Yeah. So we missed Katy, but we did get to Kelly Clarkson, which is kind of the opposite of what T-Swift is.
Yes.
Because hers is a intimate show. Mm-hmm. And she just sits there with her band and she tells stories and she cries and she messes up.
And she sings.
And she
sings.
That girl can sing.
Oh, God.
I mean,
it's just so good.
Definitely, I would say top five vocalists, my top five favorite vocalists.
She's always been.
Who would be your top five? See, I got Kelly in there.
Kelly's
I got Whitney,
for sure.
Of course,
Whitney.
In there. I have Ariana Grande.
Yeah, and I have Celine Dion.
Celine.
And I have Jessie J.
Oh, yeah, Jessie J. And I think of Tori Kelly.
And Tori Kelly, right there. Honorable mention, which is right in there.
And I'm sure I'm missing someone.
Well, of course, there's obviously many
others. Mariah, like those.
Yeah, but no, not even.
Yeah, but those are in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or, I feel like there's someone I'm missing, though.
Well, I hope they're not listening.
So I'm sorry, person that's probably not listening to the show.
Well, you know what? They're going to be very upset.
Like Indiarie. Love her. She would be like top 20. I don't know if she's on my top five, but. I do love that.
Well, I'm letting India already know.
India.
You have been taken out
don't
of the
come
top
at me,
five
India.
The top 20.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have Malcolm David Kelly. That's right. MKTO.
Ah.
Love this band.
Yes.
Man, they got some bops.
They have some classic songs.
And they're current.
What?
It's nice. You know, it's nice to catch up with
actually
these
have someone in the
iconic
last
band members. But it's fun to have someone that's like, oh, you just had a song on the radio.
Oh, I actually heard that on the radio recently.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, guys, so when we come back, we're going to have Mr. Malcolm Kelly.
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars.
Take a hike at Glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activate Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. All right, we have the man, the myth, the legends here. Malcolm David Kelly is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and actor from Bellflower, California, best known for portraying the character Walt Lloyd on ABC series Lost and as one half of the pop duo MKTO, which we love. Mm-hmm. Malcolm, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me. What's going on?
It's good. I'm so glad that we have, because we cover the gamut on the show with all group members from every decade. Mm-hmm. But now we have someone that's actually current.
Got a lot of throwbacks.
It like being relevant these days?
Oh man!
So you're so talented. But let's take it back to the beginning. So, Bellflower, California. What was it like growing up in that town? And did you always know that you had talent?
Just being in Bellflower, California, right next to Long Beach. Just being a kid, you know. Listening to all type of music, you know, growing up on Snoop and definitely listening to your guys is, you know, NSYNC.
Well, Snoop and NSYNC go hand in hand.
But I'm just saying, like, that's just the influence, like, the radio. Yeah. Like, you know, my mom would turn on Kiss or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. I'm in Long Beach, so that's just what I was around. But I loved all music, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that was just a start to just opening me up to everything, the music videos, just, like, it was crazy, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what drew me into the, you know, the acting and stuff like that a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I think that just opened the doors up to just like, yo, this is dope. I want to be a creative. I want to do these type of things. So. Yeah.
And how supportive was your family?
They were supportive. Yeah. You know, they were very supportive. You know, just letting me, you know, be a kid. You know what I'm saying? I think that's very important. Not really shutting down, you know what I'm saying, the kids, just mine, you know, just letting them be them, being themselves. So, you know, my family was very big on that, you know, just let me be me when I wanted to do something. You know, they were very advocate, let me do it.
Well, your acting career definitely took you into music. Mm-hmm. So when did you know that you were musically talented?
Still young. You know, I was in high school performing at the high school shows and, you know, with my friends, we were always making music. We had the not Logic, it's a GarageBand on the Mac when it first came out, or just recording, you know, to cassette tapes on the radio, making our own little radio stations, like just going crazy. When YouTube first came out, we're doing lip sync music videos, you know what I'm saying? So music was always a thing. I just love to perform, love to be on stage, love the feeling it gives off, you know. And once it got to like creating my own music, you know, it's just like, it was so, it was fun, man. It's also a relief for me, you know what I'm saying, as well, just telling stories. And yeah, man, I just kept growing in love with it.
What songs did you perform in high school? What'd you do on that stage?
Oh, man. I mean, high school, it was a lot of fun, turned up party, you know what I'm saying? We like to party, you know, we performing at all the high school parties. And
now, did you have a group in high school?
Yeah, we had a group.
So what was the name of your group?
We were going crazy. It was the Sad Boys, stand for Sex and Business, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we were for the ladies, you know, we were going crazy, turning the party up, you know, sex and business. But yeah, we were just going crazy, you know, just being kids, just having fun.
Do you still talk to a lot of the Sad Boys?
Yeah, yeah, I'm still in contact with a lot of them, a few of them. Yeah,
are you still down there, or are you in LA these days?
I moved to North Hollywood, okay, but I'm back in Long Beach, though.
Okay, nice. Oh, I mean, Long Beach is the shit.
Yeah, Long Beach is cool.
I mean, anywhere closer to, well, I mean, I guess we're closer to the beach here, too, but yeah, kinda, it's so weird.
Malibu is not too far.
Literally, it's just, you know. 15 miles out.
Yeah, I know, but it's like LA time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you just, it's like 15 miles. Oh, I forget, we're a beach town. Yeah.
Come on now, come on.
What type of, okay, you listened to everything growing up because the radio was just very.
At that time.
At that time.
Yeah. And there was no YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So you were just listening.
And you were kind of forced to.
Listen to the radio.
Well, it's like the TRL era. You're just like, you're forced to like these top 10 songs. You're voting for them, but if your song didn't get on, you're still forced to like these 10 songs.
For sure.
Which, you know. Can be good in a way. Well, as an artist, it's good because you get more people listening to your music. Right, you know, everything's so segmented. Everyone has their fans all compartmentalized everywhere. That
and there's just so many artists now.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
So many streams of music.
Yeah, well, thanks to TikTok. Do you like your TikTok? Are you
Man, you know, I'm trying to keep up with the TikTok.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there every second. But no, I love it, though. I love where the game is going. It's evolving. You know, it's just... The power is in your hands. It's just kind of how you use it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, TikTok is dope.
Well, you eventually met your friend, Tony Aller, after working together on a TV show. Mm-hmm. Now, who was the first to suggest making music?
Like I said, at that time, when we came together, like, we both found that we love music just as much as each other. You know, I'm making music in my trailer. He's making music in his trailer. There's a lot of downtime when you're shooting. Yeah, we just come in each other's trailers or whatever, and, you know, you making this, oh, let me throw a verse on that. Or even when we were done, you know, shooting on set, we go straight home, or I go to his house, and, you know what I'm saying, we're recording music, you know, all night, and just, you know, being bachelors, running around the city, having a good time. So it was just a lifestyle, and yeah, man, we just love music.
Well, and that just is so an authentic way of starting a group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not many people say authentic. They started that way.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, we didn't get put together, like, I don't know, it was, it was just like, yo, you love music, I love music. Put some stuff up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at that time, that's when people were kind of getting seen on YouTube, you know, producers. You never know who's watching on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So I guess he hit up. He was trying to do music. So I guess he hit up a friend, and that ended up finding our videos, and they sent that to some producers. And, you know, that ball started rolling from there. So, but, yeah, it just started, you know, we love music together. Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
Well, you guys, I mean, you came out swinging with your first hit. It was a, you know, huge hit. But the second single, Classic, was even bigger, which, you know, always your sophomore song and your sophomore album is always hard because, you know, you have to impress everyone a second time.
Live up to the hype of the
first. And a lot of times, you know, artists work 20 years to get that first single out. So, you know, it's good. But then the second one, you're like, oh, crap. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
But y'all killed it, charting top 20 Billboard charts, double platinum, 225 million views on YouTube. What did that feel like?
Yeah. Man, it was surreal. Like, you know, being from Long Beach, like I said, just seeing everything that I named growing up, and always dreaming about touring or putting out a CD, you know what I'm saying, of my own, or like, you know, I never really saw how that would happen, but ended up meeting Tony and then, like, doing the whole label bid thing, like, labels bidding for us, trying to figure out where we're going to get signed to, and me and our producers.
Well, how did that process go down? How did you decide? Because, you know, now people don't even sign with labels anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in our day, you were fighting for a label, and you'd be lucky if one would look at you. For you had lots of labels. wanting you guys. So how did you end up deciding who you wanted to go with?
It was also, you know, the producers we were assigned to. You know, they wrote a lot of music for a lot of dope artists in the game. You know, Neo and Halo, Beyonce, just like a lot of stuff. So they've had a very nice influence in the game. So the relationships with the labels for them were very easy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when they got down to the business, oh, we got a single, let's figure out how we could do it. So, you know, that's where they were at that point. So it was just like, you know, the labels were definitely trying to get involved. So I understood that, but, you know, we definitely had to do our part and sell the record. You know what I'm saying? So we were going to three cities, you know, like a day, you know, sometimes. And, you know what I'm saying, the white tour bus van, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were really grinding it out. I know people were thinking, like, we were coming from acting and maybe had, like, can bring some of that weight with us, you know, and help us on our music journey. But now we really had to grind from the ground
so
up.
It's so separate. Like, it is.
For
like,
sure. For yeah. sure. So
acting fans are not music fans.
Yeah, just, no. It yeah. definitely kind of grew into that later. You know, I would see people, you know, respecting what we do, you know, as both of what we do. But yeah, it was a grind. So the label bid's going to, you know, to whatever labels, and them trying to figure that out, ended up signing with the label. It was just dope, man. A dream come true. And then, you know, we signed with the label for certain reasons, and with our producers, you know, they had their vision for us, you know, as well. And we're young. So, you know, we were kind of overlooking that a little bit, but, you know, it's the name of the game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have to trust them.
Especially early on
in your career.
Yeah. And, no, and they did great. They did great. You know, getting into, you know, top 10 on Billboard Classic, like, touring all over the world, opening for Taylor Swift. I know we were talking about her. She brought us out of Gillette Stadium.
Wait, which tour did you do with Taylor?
Well, she just she was like doing a tour where she was paying homage to certain songs she liked. So she would bring out artists to come perform those songs. So Classic was a song she liked. And we almost missed the show. Like, she was performing at Gillette Stadium, and she had one night, but we were like touring and running around. But we made the second show, and yeah, she brought us up on a riser. Like,
so you got to perform in a stadium.
Yeah, yeah, that was our first time.
Tell me what that moment is—the first time you step out in front of 70,000 people.
Oh my God, it was
crazy.
It was crazy, yeah. Bro. You know, I don't even think we did like a sound check.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we did a sound check, but I don't know. It was so much different from when all the people were out there, you know, just screaming and going crazy.
A different level of noise.
It's so wild. I just wanted to take my in-ears out and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, let us come out on the riser. So we came out from under the stage. It was just, that was a moment.
I can just feel.
Do you remember your first
time? Yeah, I know. Yeah,
of course. Oh my gosh. I'm like, that's why I have goosebumps now, because I know, I remember that feeling, and you'll always remember it, because it was opening up for Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Velvet Rope Tour.
That's a good one.
And it was the Detroit Stadium.
Oh my God.
Silver Dome. And yeah, we come out and you just get this wave, I mean, this noise.
Oh my God.
And then you get goosebumps and they don't go away.
Yeah.
They just don't go away. Yeah, it is.
That turns into energy.
Epic.
Dancing. No, it was great, bro. Was
Do you remember really the first cool. time you heard your song on the radio? Because that's a moment I think every artist is like,
Tony and I, we were in the car going, I don't know where we were going, but like, we were on the road somewhere, knew it was playing, and he was, you know, made sure the radio station was on, and, you know, we were just going crazy in the car. I think it might have been like nighttime, you know what I'm saying? And we were just going crazy, bro. You know, that's that moment, you know, first time the song's on the radio, we're listening to
cheese
it.
Out.
Bro, we were going crazy. So yeah, I'll never forget that. He probably knows where we were, like where we were going, but yeah, I just knew we were in the car going crazy. That was dope. What about you? You remember the first time?
I do. We were in Germany. We lived over there first couple of years. Dope. But we were separated into two vans. So there was three of us in one car and two in the other. And I guess we had just left a radio station. And so we had the radio on, just hoping that we would hear it.
Yep.
And it played. And oh my gosh. Yeah, we were also crazy. Children.
Right.
So we were definitely just goofballs. Yeah. and I remember every van was stuffed with stuffed animals, because over in Europe, if you go on stage, you're going to leave with 500 stuffed animals.
Okay,
that was just the thing.
The stage,
so we're all like making the stuffed animals dance, and we're trying to like, you know, communicate between the cars.
Yeah.
It was, and it just sounds so much better on the radio.
On the radio, right?
Something sped about up a being little in bit, car,
you know,
in
it's
car.
Just like,
it's just, that's the way you should always listen to a song.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, reflecting on the 10 years later, what do you think it was, or why do you think it was such a massive hit? Why does it resonate with so many people?
Yeah, 10 years. It doesn't even
I know,
seem,
it seems like it came out 2 years ago.
Oh, this song like just came out. But in also, my head. That's,
it's true, but I'm telling you, that's that COVID thing. Yeah. Time just warped.
It warped. Like we lost the good four years of time. Yeah. That's how it fast forwarded.
Wow. Yeah, it trips me out when people are like, yeah, I was listening to that. That was my jam in high school. I'm like,
they're like high school? What?
Yeah. Okay, but nah, 10 years, man, nah. I don't know, it's beautiful. But I think just like, you know, when the record was written, and when you write the record with different people, you just get to tap into so many different people, you know, in different genres, different age groups. So I think that was a key thing for the song. Like so many people love it. Like you at the shows, you see the kids loving it. The parents can sing along to it. The references, the Michael Jacksons, it's just so many little cool things. It's an upbeat song. It feels good. Yeah,
it's like
man,
the summer song. It's like the quintessential, like, this is the song of the summer.
Yeah, like, it's a little jam. It's a jam for sure. So, yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing.
So, you guys, you go on tour. You release more music, your debut album, EP. But in 2017, you announced a split, which only lasted for a year. Yeah. So, go through this. Why take a year break?
You know, we were going through it was just a hell of a roller coaster of an experience, you know, just jumping into that world, not really knowing what to expect. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I can't really speak for him. You know, Tony was going through some things as well. So I really don't know what was his initial, like, thing to... Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it was his idea to take a break?
I mean, yeah, he wanted to take a break, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be.
And how did you feel about that?
I mean...
Were you ready, or were you just supportive?
It was what it was. Yeah, you know, I was kind of at, you know... Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's cool. I wanted to go off and do some other, you know, kind of get back into the acting and do that thing. Like, I didn't mean to, like, go away so abruptly, but, you know, kind of when I jumped into the music, you know, I really didn't, you know, have my acting side there like I should have, just to make sure everything was, you know, running, you know, kind of parallel to each other. But, you know, just going off and doing the music, you know, was a great thing, though. So it kind of was, you know, taking its time. You know, we were touring just like so much. So, you know, just not being away. Like acting, you get to go away for a little bit, come home. Yeah. You know, just touring, you're on the road. It's it's baseball, man. It's year round, you know. Exactly. So
Yeah, dude, it is very comparable to being a baseball player. You're just always on the road.
Year round.
Have that many shows in a week.
For sure. Christmas, we gotta be in New York for the Christmas parade on Christmas Day while everybody's watching it. Like, you know, it's just, you know, a different world, you know, a little bit. So
and I know I would love to talk to you about your acting stuff, but as everyone knows, we are on strike now.
Yeah.
SAG-AFTRA, WGA.
I'm sorry about that.
So everyone, please support all us union members. Because it is, you know, it's just sad what they've done to our community.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know if I've said this on the show before, but I'll say it again. 87% of the SAG actors can't even qualify for insurance, which is only $26,000 a year.
For sure.
So 87% of an industry
is making under
$26,000.
Yeah.
How is that even legal?
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me.
That's why I stand with, you know, with what's going on with the actors and everybody. Yeah, so it needs to be worked out.
Yeah. It's, I mean, but you can say that with every industry. The top 1% gets everything. It gets even more greedy. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to try to, you know, take as much as that is possible before the rules change, and they know the rules are about to change, so they're just trying to cash out as quickly as possible. Yeah. But hopefully we can get this settled quickly, because we all got to get back to work.
Yes, sir.
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels.
From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at Glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
All right, so you get back in 2018. Mm-hmm. How did that first conversation happen? Who called who?
I think it was a conversation between us and the producers. You know, it was like a little bit of, you know, some alcohol, you know, involved. So some stuff just had to be worked out, you know.
A little liquid courage.
Yeah, and just on my end, you know, just like, you know, not wanting to do like certain things or like little events. I'm like, bro, this is one of the easiest jobs in the world. You know, like we can't be not wanting to do certain things, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's like, yeah, you ready to go? I mean, it's easy, like, you know, but I was kind of getting back into the acting a little bit, shooting some stuff. So I was like, but yeah, the music is, this is something I love, you know, I was going to do it regardless, like, you know, solo, like this is always something I've loved to do and always dreamed about doing. But we built something, let's keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Let's, do what we, you know, got to do. The fans want it. Like, it's all right there. Like, it's easy. So let's get it done. You know, I kind of was pushing the thing like, you know, we can both still, let's do some solo stuff as well. Like, you know, I know that's kind of what we both dreamed. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? We never really envisioned of being a group, you know, when we were, you know, not when we haven't met. So, you know, let's not let that vision go away, even though we built a great thing, you know. So it's just trying to figure things out. I was like, let's figure it out. Let's jump back into it. Yeah, it was easy. It wasn't really.
And you were making, you were releasing music till 2020. Then COVID happens, assuming, and you haven't done any music yet. Are we gonna have anything soon that we can listen to?
No, sir. You know, just growing up and kind of understanding the business. You know, we're kind of talking about the acting, and you know, just a lot of stuff has to get changed as well. You know, the music is a whole nother, beast itself. You know, where things have to get figured out. So yeah, just understanding that and, you know, just kind of understanding the business a little more and fighting on that, you know, on that end, it just wasn't, you know,
wasn't worth it.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it, bro. On my end, for sure.
Well, in the meantime, you have been working on your solo music. You just released an EP earlier this year. Mm-hmm. So how does it feel to work on music that's totally your own?
It's dope. You know, Tony and I were doing that as well, you know, just making music on our own and releasing it. But, you know, when you get with the label, you know, they want to be involved. They want to produce. They want to write.
Mm-hmm. They got to pee on it a little
bit.
Yeah,
so, you know, that kind of takes the fun out of it, of creating a little bit. But, you know, they were letting us write a little bit here and there. So, just doing it on my own is great, man. I just love to create. And, you know, but even in that, just learning how to collaborate with writers and different people, different producers. So still doing that. And it's been awesome, bro. It's dope.
Who is the producer that you want to work with? If you had just anyone.
Oh, man. Ty Dolla $ign. Leon Thomas is definitely coming up right now. He was on he was an actor as well. And he's also a musician. Very dope, very talented, writing for everybody right now. So I'd love to work with him. Who else? Man, it's Pharrell. Man, there's so many dope people.
Yeah, there's so many.
Mine's going crazy.
It means such
so many dope people right now. Yeah, for sure.
What do you think about writers now? Because there's so many songs now that have 50 people as accredited writer.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's like Dr. Frankenstein is just making all these songs. What do you think about these major collabs with 50 different writers?
I mean, it can be a headache sometimes. I mean, I guess
it feels like it's cheating.
Yeah, and on the splits, but that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you get that many powerful writers in the room, like who are specialized, just the top line of the bridge, or you know, just the melody. You better get a good song
because no one's making nothing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But yeah, not that many people. Maybe like four or five.
Yeah, four is a good number.
Max.
That's a good number. Yeah,
yeah. Don't go crazy for sure.
All right, Turkey here is going to love this, but you have worked with Celine Dion. You were featured on her song Save Your Soul for her 2013 album, Loved Me Back to Life. Mm-hmm. It was on the vinyl version, which vinyl is huge again. How did this happen? What was it like working with Celine?
That was our producers. You know, like I said, they've worked with a lot of great people. So I think that they've worked with her, you know, previously before. And, you know, they were trying to figure out somebody to do the verse, and, you know, it was in-house. So, you know, they blessed me and let me do it. So I was ecstatic. You know, I didn't get to meet her while we recorded the record. But yeah, it was dope.
Yeah.
That was still cool to be a part of it.
All right. What's next for you? We got more music, more acting.
More music, more acting. Once that, you know, everything's figured out on that end.
Like, where do you see, like, the next 10 years? Where's your perfect world?
I've been writing a lot as well. So just throwing on that hat, you know what I'm saying? Just more ownership. Scripts for the TV and the movie. You know, I definitely got some ideas in that film, in that realm.
So you're creative in the film television.
Yeah,
world
for
too.
Sure. Like for that. Sure. Yeah, that's always been
something.
Do you
have a dream project that you would want to bring up, that you would like to put in the universe?
Oh, man. You know, Kiki Palmer has something that she... you know, it's got going on, you know, I think, you know, it's just a lot of us from that time that we're trying to do something. So I think that's just going to be big.
So you're friends with Kiki?
All of us. Yeah, Kiki Palmer.
I love Kiki.
We did a movie called,
You did one.
We worked together a long time ago, but, you know, blessings to her and everything she's got going on. But yeah, we're just going to do something. Shout out Kofi. But yeah, just something we're going to do something with the people from our era who kind of
nice.
The kids
I love grow. That.
But yeah, so stay tuned.
All sure. right. Okay, so I need a frosted tip from you.
All right.
What tips do you have for people who want to pivot in their careers from acting to being a duo to solo? It seems like you've been able to navigate it all so smoothly. So do you have any tips?
Definitely take advantage of you know, your social media, I think is just one of the big things, you know, just kind of being around, you know, just kind of right before it wasn't here, then right when it was here, and kind of just trying to understand that transition and, you know, still learning every day from how the kids, you know, utilize TikTok and how they're doing it and just being real heavy with the content, you know. I think it's all on you. You know, if the more content you push out, obviously quality then you know, you want to build your fan base, and you know, and if you build a good core, you know, I think with, you know, how people are following you, you know, they'll be able to follow what you do. You know, and I think if they like it, they'll mess with it, you know, and if they like you, you know, they'll support what you do, you know. So
and
I just taking advantage of that.
I've noticed that, yeah, if you want to like get in the mainstream, you have to go where the teenagers are.
Yeah.
And that is right now on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So the smartest thing I ever did was a couple of months ago.
I know.
As I went to a 21-year-old.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To help me run my social media.
Yeah.
It's been a game changer. Yeah, she thinks of things that like I don't. I'm like, wow, and she's so quick at everything.
Yeah.
We can film 5 TikTok videos in an hour, and she has them edited within the hour.
Yep.
It
goes over my head.
Nuts.
You know what? Set me up with her. Connect me.
Yeah. I'm telling you, she is. Right. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
And she has no idea who NSYNC is. She doesn't even know who Whitney Houston is.
She didn't know
Whitney
Houston. Right.
I'm like, what the hell?
No, man.
But you have to. But you have to know that generation thinks that way if you're going to try to win them over.
Right.
Because they really are the tastemakers.
Yeah.
And they're the ones spending the money.
We need to talk to Ella's parents.
Yeah. What? Yeah, bad parenting.
She did
Ella's
not
parents.
Know who Whitney Houston was.
Yeah.
We were like,
yeah.
Ma'am.
But you will never understand what it's like to be a 22-year-old right now. Like, you think that was just yesterday. It feels like I was just 22, but.
And they're getting so much information. It's just, I mean,
it's a whole different world.
It was like we were born in the 50s to her.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is nuts. Yeah, that is the 90s from that was like our 50s.
Yeah.
That's that's just weird. That is weird. All right, got some fan questions from Jesse McFerrin. What do you think about your song Classic blowing up again thanks to TikTok?
Man, that's dope, man. Like I said, shout out TikTok. You know,
shout out TikTok, it's true.
Like, just all the challenges. Residuals. Thank you.
Yeah, no, just keep it going. Keep it rocking, you know? How can I forget? Or whatever, go turn it up. Go turn it up.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Catherine DC12 wants to know, what are your thoughts on duos categorized as boy bands? That's a good question because, yeah, everyone has their own vision of a boy band. It's usually 5 guys that dance,
four.
And, you know, whatever. But 2 guys, is that considered a boy band?
I always thought it was like a duo.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because I considered a boy band more.
Yeah, like right. Like you just consider it to be multiple guys that like sing and dance.
It's like the boy version of Spice Girls.
It's like a boy band.
But it is definitely evolving.
It's evolving. Like, Jonas
people
Brothers.
People are embracing
they play music. But
Jonas
are they
Brothers?
A boy band or are they just a band?
Mm.
Yeah. But One Direction didn't dance. Were they a boy band? You know,
no,
so
but
it's
they
like,
didn't play instruments. They only sang. So I would say they're a boy band.
Okay.
And they kind of hopped around.
Yeah. But Hanson.
We
hopped
a little
band.
Bit too. We just
Hanson play, is a boy band, but they all play music, instrument. You see?
Yeah. So it all just kind of starts flowing.
I think if you seem extra poppy,
yeah.
then you're a boy band. If you're like not, then you're.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a boy band.
Yeah.
Like Hanson was straight up pop.
Yeah. Exactly.
So was Jonas Brothers.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? It's all evolving.
We're all bands.
I mean, when we were a group, there wasn't even a term called boy band.
Well, y'all
in
were definitely a boy band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we
didn't know what that was. We were like, no, we're Boys to Men. What are you talking about? we're an R&B vocal group. That is what
true.
We were. It's like, oh no, we are a pop
boy band. Yeah.
Boy band. Yeah. All right, before we let you go, I have to know what we are watching right now. What are we listening to? Like, what songs do we need to know right now?
Yeah, I don't know.
They could be old classics too. Like, what gets you in the mood?
I don't know. I'm an R&B guy. I like a lot of R&B.
Do you like Brian McKnight?
Yeah, that's old school R&B for sure. Any type of R&B. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, I'll go with that. I can't really name a particular artist.
We'll skip the TV and film because again, we're
people. Yeah, we can't talk about that.
Support your SAG union members, guys.
Just hold off on that for a second. thank you guys so much.
It was so great to see you and catch up. I mean, I know so much about you now, and I'm so happy that you were able to join us. We're definitely going to try to get Tony on here.
Yeah,
come on, Tio. Finish up the group. So, what do we have to ask him? Is there something that you're like, ooh, you got to ask him this?
Give us some information.
Let's get him in trouble a little bit.
I don't know.
He's an open book. I mean, ask him. He's an open book.
We'll just make something up.
He's funny.
Did you hear what Malcolm said about you?
Yeah. Y'all have fun.
I love it. Well, Malcolm Kelly, thank you so much for being on Frosted Tips. How can everyone stay in touch with you out there?
Yeah, at The Real Malcolm on all the socials, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Threads, whatever you use.
Oh, we're on Threads still. I mean, Threads was like 24 hours for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
everyone was on it. I'm
it.
Like, you know
I
what?
I got on. I honestly forgot.
I'm all up because I got rid of Twitter so long ago. And I'm like, you know what? It would be nice to have something like that again.
Yeah.
No, it lasted 24 hours. Man, like, I can't. I just TikTok, Instagram. That's all I got time for.
Yep. Yeah. At the road, Malcolm.
All right, Malcolm. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
All right, guys. Be good to each other. Don't drink and drive out there. Take care of those animals. And remember, stay frosted. Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance.
And Michael Turzenart.
And at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.